News Talk ZB, and joining me now is Erin O'Hara, who is a naturopath and yoga teacher. Hi, Erin.
Good morning.
Now, topics for this week, we're going to talk about the current health and wellness trends of 2022. And I'm curious to know from you, Erin, should we pay attention to trends and fads or not? Or should it always be a trial and evaluate yourself situation?
I think there's always health trends, and a lot of it comes down to good marketing and a new great found product that's meant to be the superfood that's going to change your health and change the world. And there's always a new one nearly every year. So it's something to be mindful of. You've got to go back to your basics, your foundations of healthy eating, good sleep, all those basics, exercise, and a superfood is not going to solve all your problems in your health. But they're always interesting to track what is going on with the current health trends, see what people are doing around the world.
So what are the trends? What is sort of trendy at the moment when it comes to health and well-being?
So superfoods are always super popular, and the latest kind of trend is using superfood powders and putting them into hot beverages, like adding a collagen powder to your coffee, or adding mushroom powders is another one for giving you brain boosting power and boosting immunity. Adding those to your hot drinks, also adaptogen herbs like ashwagandha, adding them into your smoothie. So these sorts of powders, like, yes, they will give you some benefit, but they are in general quite expensive for the health benefits that you get from them. So be very mindful when you see a new powder that you think you might try out, whether it's actually worth it or not, and whether there's packers and fillers, because you can't really beat real healthy food, and you don't necessarily need these super powders in your smoothie or in your hot beverages. And quite often it just makes a really expensive hot drink or smoothie.
Good advice. Cold water therapy. I mean, this has sort of been around for a while now, but a lot of people are talking about it. I'm actually off to like Taupo this afternoon, and I'm going to have an early morning, well, not early morning, but first thing in the morning swim. That's going to be my cold water therapy this week. I do think it sort of, you know, makes you wake up and makes you feel good for the day. Or am I imagining that? Is that a placebo effect?
No, you're not imagining it. It's actually been used for centuries, and it's actually quite an old yogic technique to boost circulation, boost energy, speeds up your metabolism, and helps to reduce inflammation. So it's a really good thing to do. If you wake up in the morning, feel really tired, exhausted, if you have a cold shower or a cold swim, you're actually going to have more energy for the day and feel like you've got better mental clarity than if you have a hot shower. And I know in one of my yoga teacher trainings I did a long time ago, they called hot showers as junk food for the body, which I always thought was a really interesting concept to have. But actually, cold water therapy is better than using hot water, because the cold water boosts the circulation to the skin, which is going to be great for clearing toxins from the body too.
Now, we're all pretty familiar these days with our smartwatches, the Fitbits and things like that. I was watching the new television series And Just Like That the other day, and one of the characters was giving her husband an Aura ring to keep track of his health. I've never heard of an Aura ring.
Yeah, so Aura rings, it's a ring that you wear and it tracks all your sleep cycle. And tracking sleep cycle can be really interesting, so you can understand whether you're getting quality sleep or whether you're just laying in bed and thrashing around. So it can measure the different sleep cycles. It's a ring that you wear during the day and during the night, and it tracks your movement, tracks your sleep. Super interesting information, and it kind of can help you a lot with your health, so you can understand whether you're getting quality sleep or not. And all those other digital wearing devices, whether it's an iWatch or a Fitbit or a sleep tracking device, or also you can get devices on your phone that tracks your stress and whether you need to take a deep breath, they're all really interesting. They give you good, helpful information that help you improve your health. I'm not big on using lots of technology. I think you're always best to listen to your own body and not understand how you feel. And then everybody should be working on sleep quality anyway. And so whether you've tracked it or not, it doesn't really matter. You'll know whether you've woken up in the morning feeling great or whether you're waking up and feeling exhausted. So obviously you haven't had a good night's sleep.
Thanks so much, Erin. Good to catch up with you this morning. That's Erin O'Hara, naturopath and yogi teacher at Golden Yogi. And I've just had a text from my daughter who said we're not doing another round of cold water therapy. So it looks like I'll be the only one getting up in the mornings and going for that swim.